Senator Tom Carper, the ranking member of the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, releases his new bill to reform the Postal Service and relieve it of some of its fiscal pressure. The Postal Service continues to run in the red quarter after quarter, year after year. Dan Blair is the president and CEO of the National Academy of Public Administration, former chairman of the Postal Regulatory Commission, and looking at Senator Carper's bill. Dan, thanks for coming on today. I appreciate your time very much and your expertise on this. As you look at this bill that Senator Carper's introducing, he's had legislation out about the Postal Service before. There are a number of other plans that have been introduced in the last several years. What do you see here that's similar, and what do you see here that's different than what we've seen in the past? Thanks for coming on, Dan.
Good morning, Francis. Thanks for having me on the show this morning. Taking a look at Senator Carper's new bill, it showed that he was listening to other senators as well. There seems to be an emphasis on rural service performance, and that reflects concerns of a number of rural state senators. I don't believe that that was in past bills. It is, interestingly, it's silent on the five-day delivery debate. Senator Carper has included that in the past, the mandate to allowing the Postal Service to go to five-day delivery. And striking that from the bill shows that particularly employee unions and employee associations were heard from on this because they very much opposed moving in that direction, whereas the Postal Service wanted to go in that direction. Interestingly, there are a number of Federal Employee Compensation Act amendments in there, the workers' comp. Those reforms are being objected to, I understand, from the employee unions. So that remains to be resolved. And there seems to be movement in terms of Medicare integration, and that's something that the Postal Service would like. Now, I understand that Senator Carper does not have any co-sponsors as of yet. I saw a very nice statement of support by Senator Heitkamp, but this bill is going to have to have co-sponsors, and it just can't be on the Democratic side. It's going to have to be on the Republican side. If you look at the last successful postal reform effort, this was a product of Senator Carper and, importantly, Senator Susan Collins, who was the chair of the committee at the time. And on the House side, you had former Representative McHugh, along with Tom Davis and Henry Waxman. So I think that this is, as everyone says, a good start to the process. My question is, if this is a start to a process, you know, what's going to be the end game, and can we get this done during this Congress?
So I note the congressional collaboration that you cite, and I think you're exactly right. But I note some threads there, too. I note that the Davis-Waxman collaboration was when they were chairman and ranking member of the Oversight and Government Reform Committee in the House. If Senator Carper would like to move this not just through the Senate Homeland Security and Governmental Affairs Committee, where he and Senator Collins moved the last postal reform bill, if he also wants to move this through the House, should we expect to see him try to enlist Chairman Chaffetz, Ranking Member Cummings on that committee, or is that just something we've seen as procedure in past but isn't necessary to actually get the bill done?
Well, I think that Senator Carper has a very inclusive approach. I think that he's a very personable senator, and he's very well-liked on both sides of the aisle. But this is going to take something that's going to have to reflect both the House and Senate, Republican and Democratic priorities as well. And also, we haven't heard from the administration on this. And where does the administration stand on some of these reforms? You know, if you look at the bill, it makes the exigency case decision that the Postal Regulatory Commission handed down a few years ago, that rate increase is made permanent. I know a number of big mailers and commercial mailers are very opposed to that. So there's a lot to like in the bill. There's a lot for a lot of different groups, as they say, not to like in the bill. That represents compromise, but is this going to have enough juice to make it through the Senate and then have a very divided House move forward on a reform? That's a good question, and I think it'll have to play out over the next 12 months.
Dan Blair of Napa is former chair of the Postal Regulatory Commission, looking at Senator Tom Carper's bill. My colleague Meredith Summers writing about it on federalnewsradio.com. And you mentioned the wide array of stakeholders that appear to have at least been consulted in constructing this bill. Meredith quotes Frederick Rolando, the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers, saying this bill contains several provisions we cannot support, raises a number of serious concerns for letter carriers and the larger federal employee community, but he's not writing it off altogether. He calls this a good place to begin the conversation, which I take as an encouraging sign that he believes that there's a place to have a conversation, that there's a conversation to be had, I guess.
Well, I think there is a conversation to be had, and from what I understand, Senator Johnson and Senator Carper have a good working relationship. There's a recognition that Senator Carper has been a leader on this issue. But again, where this starts and where it ends up, I don't think anyone can predict at this point. I think that an important indicator will be the number of co-sponsors that sign on to this. Are they going to be, will you see a broad number of Republicans and Democrats jump on board? I know that there was a lot of effort to accommodate varying views in coming up with this iteration of postal reform, and we'll just have to see if it's enough and what more needs to be in place to get a bill moving.
One of the things that the Postal Service has struggled with is the prepayment for retiree health care. Meredith's story says that the Joe Corbett, the Postal Service chief financial officer, says the Postal Service is likely to default again on the next payment of $5.7 billion that's due at the end of this month, due next week. What does that mean about the broader discussion about the Postal Service? And is that really just a survival technique in order for the Postal Service to have the cash flow it needs to continue to operate?
I think it's a survival technique that the Postal needs to do to keep its cash flow liquid. I believe that the Postal Service has probably defaulted more times on this requirement than it has actually paid in. And to that degree, I think that if there was going to be an enforcement mechanism, Congress would have stepped in long ago. I think that everyone just kind of turns their back on this and says, we understand that the Postal Service doesn't have the ability at this point to make that kind of substantial payment. So I think there's some sympathy to giving Postal Service relief in this regard. There was also, I think, an interesting proposal in his bill Senator Carper's bill, to invest the earnings in a way that, while still very safe, might be able to draw a higher rate of return. And he alluded to, and it's based upon the thrift savings plan and those funds in those plans. So I think there's a start on this. I think there's a recognition that the Postal Service today can't really afford those payments. There's a recognition that substantial amounts have already been paid in. But I believe that there are a number who still think that prepayment may be a good idea, because it's a good idea for folks today to prepare for those benefits that have to be paid out tomorrow. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. And it's about halftime in the game, and so we need to see some action on if it's going to be enacted.
Dan, I appreciate your insight. Thanks very much for coming on to talk about this
Francis,
bill today.
It's always a pleasure.